الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا. Oh Allah, keep us away from shaitan and keep shaitan away from everything that we have forsaken. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslims, the subject of this khutbah revolves around one word in one ayah in Surah Al-Qiyamah. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. Nay, when the soul reaches the color bone, and it is said, مَنْ رَاقٍ. Who can provide the ruqya? Who can provide the healing? Who can provide the shield of a God? The khutbah today is about the word Raq, the guard or the shield. So many people made a business out of this ruqya, the guard or the shield. You go to them, you pay them so much money, and they make a special thing for you with a belief that whatever they have made for you will cure you, will make you get married, will help you get children, or will help you through a difficult time. And people are so desperate in this difficult time that they'll do anything to get out of this trouble. My intention today is to demystify the ruqya itself, this guard or shield. Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? Can you make a business out of it? What exactly is it? Does it benefit? Does it harm? And my sources are the Quran and Sunnah. The ruqya itself was known before Islam. In Sahih Bukhari, a man who was very famous in the healing hears about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the people to worship Allah and associate nothing with him. He went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him, O Muhammad, I provide the ruqya, the healing, out of whatever has touched you. Something has touched you. And the Messenger of Allah listened patiently. And then he said, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَسْتَهْدِيهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Praise due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His guidance. Whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whoever Allah misguides, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is His messenger. The man said, what did he just say? And the Messenger of Allah repeated what he had said. denilsin. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. This person who made a profession out of the ruqya, the healing, became a Muslim upon hearing the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was long before Islam. It is allowed to Allah with three conditions in the Hajj state. One, it has to be with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people write the Quran backwards, they write numbers and they fold it, they write custom first words and they fold it and they give it to you. It has to be with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, it has to be with something you understand. Ibn al-Qayyim says, this ruqya is a dua. And when we make a dua to Allah Almighty, we ask Him with something we do understand. Third, to believe that this God or shield or ruqya will only benefit if Allah Almighty wants us to benefit. Just like the dua. The dua could be accepted or not accepted. And there's so many hadith that talk about how is Allah. The Messenger of Allah said in Sahih Bukhari, when he goes to his bed at night, he goes three times in his hand and he recites, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and he wipes all his body with it. The Messenger of Allah is given us the how for the ruqya. Recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. There are two kinds of ruqya, protection of God or shield. One is done after the calamity hits, after we are there. And in Sahih Bukhari, Aisha radiallahu anha says, when the Messenger of Allah complains about something, Jibreel alayhi salam provides the ruqya or the protection. And he says, Bismillah, you read, wa min kulli da'in yashfik. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ ذِي عَيْنٍ. In the name of Allah, Allah will cure you from every ailment. Allah will cure you from every envy you envied, and from every eye in the thirst, from the bad eye. And the Messenger of Allah tells us in the hadith, if anything or any part of your body hurts you, put your right hand in whatever hurts and say, Bismillah, A'udhu Billahi wa Qudratihi min sharri ma ajid wa ilhada. You say Bismillah three times. I seek refuge with Allah and His power from what I find and what I'm afraid of finding. Bismillah, A'udhu Billahi wa Qudratihi min sharri ma ajid wa ilhada. You put your hand on whatever hurts you from your body and you say Bismillah three times. I seek refuge with Allah from what I find and what I'm afraid of finding. This is the ruqya, the protection after something happens. There's also a ruqya of protection before something happens. Just like the vitamins we take every day. Whether we're sick or not, we take vitamins every day. And the Messenger of Allah has given us this vitamin, this ruqya, this God, that we should do every day. Ibn Abbas narrates that the Messenger of Allah used to provide the God or the shield to his grandchildren, Al-Hasan and Hussein. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَبَاكُمَا كَانَ يُعَوْضُ بِهِمَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَإِسْحَاقُ. That your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam, used to provide a shield or ruqya of God to Ismail and Ishaq. And he used to say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهمة ومن كل عين لامة. I speak exclusively with Allah, with the words of Allah, from every shaitan, from every harmful insect, and from every evil eye. That's like the vitamin that we take every day. What are these conditions for the guard or the shield of the Lord? One, it has to be, as I said, by the name of Allah Almighty. Not in the name of anyone, for anything, for any animal. Second, it cannot be done by a magician. That you know that this person is a magician and go to heaven, so he can write something for you. وَلَا إِلُّهُ السَّاخِرُ حَيْثُ أَنَا. The Quran says that the magician, his work or her work will not be successful. Third, it cannot be from a fortune teller. Fourth, it cannot be done in a special manner. People tell you, go to the grave at midnight on the last Friday of the month when the moon is full, and you turn your face 45 degrees and then you feel it. No. Fifth, you cannot use animals to do it. And believe or not, there are people who tell you, after seeing a black dog who is chasing a gray cat who ate the left leg of a rabbit in the morning, then you know that. This is not in Islam. And last, to believe that this is a dua. And what are the conditions for the dua to be accepted? For us to be on the straight path first. We ask Allah for marriage, for children, for Moses. We have to be on the straight path first. How do you do it? Do you have to go to someone? Do you have to pay money? Do you have to write anything? You don't have to write anything. How do you do it? Before you go to bed, you recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. How simple is that? Do I have to pay someone to tell me to do this? When you leave your house in the morning, you say, بسم الله توكلت على الله أو بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. In the name of Allah, nothing harms any dream on earth or in the heaven. He is all knowing, all hearing. And the Messenger of Allah says, if you make this dua, nothing will harm you in the morning or the evening. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الارض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. In the name of Allah, in which nothing can harm or benefit on the heaven, in the heaven or on earth, and he is all knowing, all hearing. How difficult is that? If something hurts us from our body, we make a dua again. أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد على حاجة. I put my right hand on whatever hurts me from my body. And I say, I seek refuge with Allah and His power from what I find and what I'm afraid of finding. No secret numbers, no hidden formula, nothing to hang, nothing to do. You recite a very beautiful dua. Is it allowed to make a profession out of it? The ruqya, the guard of protection, is a dua. Do we have in our religion someone who specializes in making dua that you and I should go to ask to make this dua? Does the Sahaba have someone dedicated to a dua specialist? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when someone asked him to make dua for him, he says, أَنْبِيَا وَنَحْنُ. Why are you asking me to make dua for you? Do you think I'm a prophet? السلطان لازم make a position at his end. Is it allowed to get paid for it? It's allowed to give a gift to someone who made it dark or shul or ruqya a little bit. And Ibn al-Bukhari talked about a group of companions of the Messenger of Allah who traveled. And they rested near a small village, small town. And they asked the people of the town to give them some food and refuse. So they camped outside. The leader of this village was bitten by a snake. And the people of the village tried their most to cure the person from the snake bite. And they could not. So they went to the Sahaba. And they said, can you do anything to cure our leader? And they told them, I asked you for food and water in your feet. If you want us to cure them, you have to give us something out of them. They said, if you cure him, then we'll give you a herd of sheep. And the Sahabi recited Surah Al-Fatiha. Recited Surah Al-Fatiha. And the leader of the village, who was bitten by a snake, was cured. And they gave him the herd of sheep. And they said, let's divide amongst ourselves. One of them said, no, until we ask the Messenger of Allah, we offer a protection, a ruqya, a guard, but you're fighting Surah Al-Fatiha and you got a gift for it. And they asked the Messenger of Allah, and he said, yes, kulu, eat and give me my shelter. The Messenger of Allah wants to tell them that it is okay. To summarize, the ruqya, the protection or the shield, is a dua itself. You don't have to go to someone to ask him to make the guard or shield or ruqya. You don't have to pay him. You can do it yourself. By reciting Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbi Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbi Nas, by putting your right hand on whatever hurts you from your body. And you say, أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. I seek refuge with Allah and His power from what I find and what I'm afraid of finding. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا. Oh Allah, keep us away from shaitan and keep shaitan away from everything that you have sustained us. The shield, the ruqya, the guard is a dua that we make. Whether we're hurt or not, just like the vitamins we take every single day, when we go outside our houses, we remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah, الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. In the name of Allah, in which nothing harms in His name, in the heavens or on earth, and is all hearing and all knowing. And in the evening, we go on our hands, we recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbi Falaq, Qul A'udhu Rabbi Nas, three times, and we wipe all our bodies. We make a dua for our children. We ask Allah Almighty to protect them, to keep the shaitan away from them. It is a dua, and we, just like any dua, we have to be sincere in our actions and our saying in that dua. And we believe it only benefits by the will of Allah Almighty. One person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, my brother is complaining about his stomach. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, having drink some honey. The man came again and said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, it did not work. He is still complaining from his stomach." The Messenger of Allah told him, "Have him drink some honey." The man came for the third time and he said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, it did not work. His stomach is still hurting him." The Messenger of Allah said, "Sadaq Allah wa kadhaba batnu akhik. Istihi atar." Allah Almighty has told the truth. Fihi shifa'un linnas. Honey is a cure for people. And the stomach of your brother is lying. Have him drink honey. And he was cured. The belief, the sincerity, that whatever I say, whatever I do, will ultimately be. اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعل بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين. اللهم هذا الدعاء منك الإجابة. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك السكلان. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. واقم الصلاة.